This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James and Noel Clark on FUBAR Radio.
You don't want zero problems, big fella.
Yup. If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread niggas.
Fuck you thought it was. You talk that make a lame ass nigga fall in love. Not me though, bitch. You could keep those. Bro, I'm at your head like Craig did Debo. Don't tweak, bro. It's never sweet, oh. My shooters come for free, so
if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread niggas in your lobby.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You do.
This shit may sound weird. Inside of the Maybach, look like it came out of IKEA. Run shit like diarrhea. Big yacht, no pie still. I cap. I'm high capping. I'm so high. Me and God dapping. This my blessing. This my passion. School of hard knocks. I took night classes.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Sold up, my soda pulled up, my walls up. I'm flipping those bucks, they doing toe tucks. I roll up and let the smoke puff. I lay down toes up, hold up. Get too choked up when I think of old stuff. Move on, put my goons on, they kidnap newborns. In the streets, my face a coupon, her pussy too warm. All these bitches come to do harm, just bought a new charm. Fuck a watch, I buy your new arm, you lukewarm. I'm overlooked with the hoes, pretty bitches centerfolds. Tippin' toes around my crib, in they robes, just they robes. Half a million in the safe, another in the pillowcase. Codeine got me moving slower than a caterpillar race. Fuck wrong with you, what you was thinking, what you thought it was. I just pop out Percocets and only caught a buzz. And if that label try to stop me, they gon' be some crazy Weezy fans waiting in the lobby. No like that. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
Yeah.
Yo.
That was smooth in. Welcome, it's Background Chill.
Background Chill. The best show for your Friday evening to listen to just before you go out.
Are you going out tonight?
No, man. No, I'm not going out.
But you're
tonight.
Staying in. I'm actually going out tonight.
I'm Netflix.
You're Netflix and chilling.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm fucking. Like, why is people? I'm not chilling. I'm fucking. Like, they say Netflix and chill. I'm not even fibbing. I'm fucking. Like, Netflix and fuck. That's what I'm doing.
Well, at least you're honest.
Yeah.
There's just no.
I'm not messing about.
Beating around the bush.
No, I'm not pretending. Like, let's chill and then like, whoa, surprise. No, none of that. I'm just straight in.
Beating that bush. Right, too much. I'm going out tonight for the first time.
What are you
time.
Doing?
I'm going to a salsa reggaeton night.
A salsa reggaeton?
Yeah, it's like reggae and salsa had a bit of love baby. And that's
salsa reggaeton. I like the sound of that.
I don't know.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with some friends.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend and our mutual friend Gina.
Right. Yo, guys, tell us what you're doing tonight. After this show, we know you're going out. Some of you, hopefully, are going to the cinema because that's what this show's about, film, obviously, mostly. But it's also about your entertainment. So tell us what you're doing tonight on Friday night.
Or theatre.
Theatre.
Or, there's so many things you could be doing
so
on a Friday.
So many things you could be doing on a
Let
Friday.
Let us know. Get involved. You can either tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email straight into the studio, chill@fubarradio.com. Yeah. We will shout you out. Let us know and everyone else there what's
chill
going on.
chill@fubarradio.com. And if any of you are planning to get the thing tonight and you've got the plans, little Netflix, a little invite to the cinema, a little day, let me know, man. I can give you advice on the moves. Holla.
Actually, my favourite day still is going to the cinema, I think. I love it.
Okay.
The occasion, I mean, food before, obviously.
Yeah.
You get fed, and then you get to sit with your food in your belly.
Yeah.
And go to cinema.
Here's the thing, right? You know, cinema's not a cheap date.
Not anymore.
Like, I know some people are like, ha ha ha, cinema. But you know what?
Nope.
Right? You got to be committed to this girl, guy, other, whatever, if you're going to the cinema, because you got to travel there.
Yep.
Right, so you're either driving or you're on public transport.
It's like a five already.
Yeah, then you have to probably buy them food.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to go to the cinema. If you're chivalrous, you buy their ticket. They might be like, we should split it, it's 2017. But you could be like, no, I'm a gentleman, or I'm a lady. I'm a, right,
yeah.
So you buy their ticket. Then most
That's
likely they're
30
still... 30 quid. They're 30 still
quid.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Then, if you're lucky, they're going to come back to yours. You're going to have to buy the protection. I mean, you're looking at £100, £120 for the night.
I know, for like a proper... dine in cinema night.
Man, oh man. That's not expensive, man. That's an expensive film. That film better be good.
I know, and imagine if the film's rubbish. Which is why you listen to the show and we can help you be educated in what is
in what
shit
films are good.
And what is
because if the film's rubbish and you come out and you go, yeah, you're coming back to mine, and he, she, other is like, nah, I'm not in the mood, the film was terrible, you've only got yourself to blame.
Exactly. Although I still now I've gotten over the fact if something's still bad, I'm still glad I saw it because I could make my own decision. I don't always trust Rotten Tomatoes or things like that. I still like to.
I don't trust Rotten
I'm
Tomatoes.
My own critique. If I enjoyed it, even if everyone else, I don't care if everyone else hated it. If I sat there and went, yes, great film, then I love it.
Fair enough. That's how everyone should be.
But the reverse as well. If everyone's going, oh, this is the best film ever, and I'm sitting there going, La La Land, want that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, you know, I've made up my own little mind. Yeah. Independent woman.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Exact Mundo. Right, so
what's
we've got a good show today. We've got some guests coming in from the BFI, talking about the festivals that are going on at the moment there.
Wow.
We've also got a director called Campbell X, who is trying to pioneer a new TV show called Different for Girls.
Wow. Is it Different for Girls?
I don't know. I've never been a boy, so I don't know.
Good answer.
Yeah, I've only known the one side. We've also going to be announcing our competition winner because we've been running a competition every single week on Background
every
Chill
week.
This year, and we had a super prize to give away last week, and we've got another super prize to give away this week, but we're going to try and get the winner on the phone in about 20 minutes.
We've been so generous, like so many I think we're actually running out of prizes.
I know,
that's how many prizes we've given away.
I mean, I have said, you know, if needs be, I will put my knickers out as a prize.
guys did you hear that? Johanna James will put her knickers out as a prize. Now, I know. Guys, if you want her knickers, email in.
But
tell me right now.
Only if Noel puts his pants out there too.
Girls, I will put the Calvins up. I'll put the Calvin boxers up.
Yes.
Right. And these will be after a day's wear. So they'll be nice and fresh.
They'll be
nice and fresh. Nah, man. I'm a clean brother. And I'm sure you're... You know, so we're... You know, there's the prize. There's the prizes.
So we've got them, and also other film-related prizes as
and,
well.
Yeah, and proper film-related prizes.
We've got Lucy Patterson
coming
on.
I think my pants will be more sought after than yours, I've got to say.
I hope not. I don't know. What do you guys think? Would you prefer my pants or Noel's? Let's have a poll. And by the end
bear
of the
mind,
show,
I don't wear pants. I wear cute boxers. You know,
I don't wear pants. I wear the best underwear there is, which is like lacy stuff.
Well,
right?
You're going to give a pair away.
I will. I'll give my best pair of lacy pants away if I win the poll. So tweet in or email in whose pants.
Come on,
do
girls,
you want?
Don't let me down. You want the boxers,
come
don't
on, guys. Or girls. I don't mind if girls want my pants.
Yeah, I don't mind if dudes want my pants, man. Just, you know.
Whatever.
Keep
no
it.
Judgment. we've got some games, and we've also got Lucy Patterson, our resident film reviewer,
Lupats,
coming in, telling us what we should watch this weekend. Because there's loads of stuff coming out.
There's just so much stuff these days.
I'm so excited because we are 1 week closer to Beauty and the Beast. And it's the one I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
I'm trying not to like big it up in my mind too much in case it's a massive.
My thing is like it's got to be as good as the cartoon.
I hope so.
Because the cartoon was fire. That's so like if it's not as good as the cartoon, I'll be not happy.
That's my favorite. I think it is my penultimate Disney. I think is.
What's your favorite then? If that's your Lion King. Toy Story.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I was always torn between
Under the Sea.
Yeah. Oh, and what's the thing is, darling, it's better down where it's wetter.
Wetter, yeah. Is that your favourite lyric?
I learned a lot from that movie.
That was good.
Good. It's one of my top favourites. And they are, they're
just writing that down. Johanna made a good joke. Just writing that down.
Yes. I'm on board. It's
10th of March 2017.
My first joke.
No, not your first. You're one of your best, though.
Okay. And yes, I'm hoping that Beauty and the Beast is going to live up to it. It's a modernisation on the. Because, I mean, the 90s cartoon was pretty modern.
Yes. It
but
was.
Apparently, this has got Disney's first interracial live kiss.
What's that, the Beast and?
No, it's the lady who plays the wardrobe and. Cogsworth, I think.
Right, but they're a wardrobe and a clock, so.
But not for the whole film. They turn into humans and then they kiss. And it's so it's the first live Disney interracial kiss.
It's also the first interspecies because the Beast is, you know, that stuff is illegal. You know, you can't even search that stuff on the internet.
Well, do you know what?
They lock your computer down.
Somebody almost ruined it for me. They were like, "Oh yeah, Emma Watson's new film, all about Stockholm syndrome," and I was like, "What?" And then I realised, oh, of course, it is.
Yeah.
She gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
And she falls in love with her captor.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not quite the film that I thought it was going to be.
Could be there's a different version of this film that could be made.
And yeah, a lot darker. Can you imagine?
Hold on. I've left my cinema list in the other room. Can I have it? Do you know what? I love saying like real things on air so that we're not hiding. Do you know what I mean?
What?
I can just say I've left my cinema list and not like wait till we're playing a song and hide.
Yeah, keeping it real.
Keep it real.
Keeping it.
That's what they're doing. They're bringing it in now. Like, thank you.
Thank you, Minion.
Thank you. We do have minions. Anyway, Beauty and the Beast, yeah, there's a different version of that film, you know.
And also, it's the first open gay character in a Disney movie.
Wow, who's that?
Le Fou is in love with Gaston.
Fantastic.
So they're changing it so that, because obviously in the cartoon he follows him around like a little.
Acceptance, guys, in the world.
Yeah, so they're.
Interracial, any gender.
It's all going on in Beauty and the Beast.
And they're throwing a bit of bestiality in.
Well done, Disney. Well done, Disney. Yes, super, super exciting. Right, let's pop to... I've got a lot of songs to play this week, and I was extra careful to get good ones, Noel.
Because Clarky's in.
You were here.
Yeah.
So I've gone through... What are we feeling?
I don't know, man. You choose a song.
Well, the first one was...
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, which were... They were the guys that were sorting out all the lyrics for the Get Up, the Netflix series. Mm. We're going to go for Blow soundtrack.
Blow, good film. Mm-hmm. Who's in that film? Come on.
Johnny Depp
and... The girl is
Penelope Cruz.
Yes. If you guys haven't seen Blow, check out Blow.
I'm going to go for a bit of Rolling Stones Can't You Hear Me Knocking. This is Back Row and Chill. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, you got proud to be an official partner of Stand and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage,
Joe Goddard for Hot Chip,
and Faithless.
FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event.
FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
Right, you're listening to Backroom and Chill with Noel Clark.
I'm Johanna James.
And we've got our first guest in the studio, so a huge welcome. We've got, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Trisha Tuttle from BFI Flare, London LGBT Film Festival, which starts next Thursday on the 16th of March and runs through the 26th.
Oh, so rest of the month, yeah.
27th.
So yeah. 27th. Sorry. Don't forget that extra day. Trisha, come on now.
A whole extra day.
I probably got it wrong.
And I'm Campbell X, who is the director of Different for Girls, which is in a press... special presentation at BFI Flair.
At the festival.
Fantastic. Yeah. At the festival. Fantastic. Yeah. So to tell us a little bit about Different for Girls, what audience can expect, and then we can start talking about it a little bit more.
The audience can expect filthy, sexy fun in the cinema.
Definitely.
Wonderful characters and stories, shot beautifully, excellently performed by the actors in
yes.
it.
Yeah, great. Well, I mean, I've watched it.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Yeah, we got
was that an accurate description then?
We got a link.
Yes, yeah, mostly. Now, I wanted to pick you up on one thing here. Yeah. I felt watching it and I loved it, and weirdly I know a few people in it as well.
Wow.
Actor wise, the wonderful wow. Victoria Broom, who plays Fran,
that's Fran, correct.
And, she's great.
Yeah.
And Topher Campbell, who plays Ian.
He plays Ivan.
Ivan.
Yeah.
And now, you said a wonderfully filthy, sexy. Now, I thought there could have been a bit more sex in there. Talk to me.
Because, did you?
Yes, I did. I did. And I took, and also.
Of the what kind?
No, any kind. Any kind. And here's the thing, I'm not coming at this from a, you know, your classic man, like, oh, I could have done with some lesbian sex. But here's my thing.
Yeah.
I felt, and I really did like enjoy the because it's episodic, but what we saw was the feature,
yeah.
As in it was all put together.
We just spliced together the episodes,
yeah. To and what are they? They're 5 minutes.
Five episodes, around 12. 8-9 minutes long.
Yeah, 12. Know, 12.
12. Yeah,
yeah. And I enjoyed it, so I watched it as a feature, and I think that sometimes the problem when general society's dealing with LGBT is they don't want to normalise the sex and they don't want to normalise the things that happen. And I felt that actually some of it was a little bit tame and thus was trying to almost hide the fact that it's normal sex. Do you know what I mean? Because like a lot of the stuff when you see is when it's just regular hetero, it's like their clothes are off and this is that, the sheets fall off. And then I watched this and I was like, and it is wonderful, guys, but then they were still under the sheets. Like, I'm energetic. I ain't had a good session where the sheets have stayed on in a long time. So I'm just saying, yeah. Like, do you feel like that was maybe...
I could go a bit queer theory on you with this.
Yeah, tell me. I'm interested.
Yeah, I think there is a tendency to show particularly lesbian sex in a kind of patriarchal way.
Yes.
And we were trying to show it as hot, but not pander into a kind of patriarchal male gaze, which is the dominant norm.
100% agree with you.
And making it sexy, but not making it voyeuristic. It's a challenge, must admit.
It is a challenge.
It is a challenge to not slip into that way.
But was there not a way of doing it... not patriarchal, not voyeuristic, not having the men go, this is great. But
you saw that. There is, not everybody's under the covers, because, you know, I won't give any spoilers away,
no,
but
course,
there are some. There is some naked action that's on top of the covers. Some hot sex in public places, you can't get really naked, right? Well, so
maybe you.
I don't know, but yeah, maybe yeah. you. But, so it's all within the context.
I think also, as the one of the programmers who put it in the festival, I think there is a lot, like it's series one of what's going to be a sort of long form. They're working on second series now. Mm. There's a lot, I've read the book it's based on, there's a lot of plot to get through to set up all these different relationships and different characters as well too. I'm all for more sex always. Yeah. But I also think this is about making sure we know who all these characters are, 100%. Making sure we understand.
It wasn't more for me. It wasn't about more. I really, really enjoyed it. I don't want you to... But I really... I just felt like that it was kind of... I got what... I understood what you were doing. I understood that you were like, I don't want, like, boys missing the point of the characters and missing the point of the stories because they're going...
Pause that.
Yeah. I want to pause that. I want to rewind that. So I get it. But I just thought that, you know, it then sort of, for me, it was almost succumbing to the pressure of not normalizing it like they would if it was...
Making it messy.
We had to
what was good about it is that we had to then had a debate, and he was like, do you do it with the covers on? Because I always put the covers off, and I was like, well, actually, sometimes I do have the covers on. But then he was like, yeah, but then when you get into it, the covers go everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, true. Or then we were saying that in movies when everyone's wearing a bra or just a bra, and we're saying, Who wears just a bra?
Some people do.
Some people do, and also
some people who are parents have to be able to jump out the bed, clothed.
That's a very good point. These are a lot of women who have children.
I got three kids. Mm. You know, but I'm saying, like, and again, I want to reiterate, like, we loved it. I just wish that you didn't have to think about that. I wish that people still wouldn't watch it in that way where they would miss the point of the stories and would go, oh, I want to rewind that, but would watch it with an emotional maturity where you could do it as free as you wanted to and have them kind of be sort of titillated.
I'm just curious because I've been having this conversation with a friend about Moonlight who said the same thing, who feels like a lot of LGBT cinema doesn't put sex up front in the same way that a romantic story about heterosexual couple might do.
Yes.
And they felt, even though they loved Moonlight, that was a criticism that they had of Moonlight, that actually, you know, you don't see the sexuality in it. Is that sort of what you're saying?
Yeah, again, it's like not, again, with Moonlight, it's not, it? Yes, it's kind of what I'm saying. It's not a criticism, but I felt like they were almost like, oh, we can't do that, because if we do that, then it's going to be looked at, people are going to either be voyeuristic or they're going to go, oh my God, I don't want to see that. And we shouldn't have that reaction. People shouldn't have that reaction. It should be perfectly normal to do that as it is with a straight couple. And that was the only thing I wondered if you felt a pressure to not.
No, I felt no pressure. But I understand the debates. They're very different if you are a gay man to if you are showing lesbian sex.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Because I think the issues with Moonlight were probably different.
Yeah.
And also there were black men. Yeah. And I think there's a fear of black male sexuality, period, heterosexual or homosexual.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And we can, you know, debate those. But my motivation in directing the sex wasn't to center the sex scenes, which tends to also happen in terms of lesbian and gay men representation in cinema. People center on sexuality and not really on the mundanities and the banalities of people's lives.
Of life, yeah.
That is also part of, you know, being LGBT. It's you know,
and that was
nobody
a great
gets
thing
up
about
and
well.
Starts partying, you know? You get up and you have to, if you have got kids, you've got to deal with them. If you've got a row with your partner, you've got to deal with that. So it's kind of being measured about it and being a little
bit
more realistic.
And that was a great thing about it. It was just, you know, it sounds ridiculous to even have the discussion, but the great thing about it was it was just normal. It was just normal life. Mm. It was just normal life, you know?
Yeah. So it's going to be a web series, is that right?
It is a web series.
It is a web series. Yeah. And where can people go to find this if they want to?
They can go at 6 p.m. on the 18th of March at Lesbian Box Office. That's a YouTube channel, and it'll be live.
Oh,
fantastic.
Okay.
Or
if you want to see the world premiere with most of the cast and crew in attendance, you can come to BFI South Bank the night before on Friday the 17th.
Friday,
a week from this Friday. And you can hope that you are one of the lucky few who gets a ticket, because they're
like gold dust.
What time would that be?
8:45.
So guys, you would listen to our show.
Yeah.
And then you would leave your homes and you would go to the South Bank, the BFI, to check out the world premiere of Different for Girls.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the hot ticket right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
And the festival, you know, it's been, we put some tickets back on sale a couple of days ago and they went in like 5 minutes. So I think people are really super keen to see a story about London Lives.
I can imagine. It's great. Mm, it reminds me of, have you ever seen Metrosexuality?
Of course.
Yeah, I was in a show called Metrosexuality.
Yeah, with Ricky Biddle-Blair.
Ricky Biddle-Blair 18 years ago. Yeah. And in a weird way, it kind of reminds me about that of that, because he at the time as well was just having the normal lives of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's great, and I commend you for doing it. And I hope that you do more series.
Thank you. Well, it was all because of Jackie Lawrence, who is the creator and the writer of it, and put together by Fizz Milton, who is the producer as well. So, you know, as you know, everything is a massive team that gets behind you to kind of make something happen.
Of course,
And the cast and crew who came.
Yeah.
And just a little bit about the BFI Flair, is that what the festival's called?
Absolutely.
So is that every year now, solidly in the books?
Yeah, well, last year was our 30th anniversary.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, but we did change our name. So about 4 years ago, we changed from London Lesbian and Gay Film Festival to BFI Flair, LGBT Festival, just to reflect the audiences, to reflect the films we were showing, more contemporary, more accessible, more inclusive.
Yeah.
It's been going a long time. But it's every spring, it's the same period of March, all at the BFI South Bank. And it's just such an amazing 10 days because we show films, we have club nights, we've got great DJs. The club nights are in the bar, they're free. You can come along just to experience that. It's just a really welcoming, fun space.
And you've got panels as well. You've got industry people.
Yeah,
come
I'm excited
along.
About Sexit this year, which is
that sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a great debate. So it's a debate. It's called Sexit. What the beep is going on? Am I allowed to cuss on? What the fuck is going on with UK porn laws?
Yeah,
and it's Jay Bernard, who's one of the programmers. She's put it together. It's a real passion project because a lot of the new changes in UK porn laws are disproportionately affecting queer people.
Right.
So the point of the event is to really interrogate why it is that these new laws are taking sort of feminist porn channels offline while you still have hardcore porn online. So we've got some great filmmakers coming over for that. Wow. Again, that's another hot ticket because I think people feel really passionate about
so
it's
what's
essentially
the
censorship.
The new rule, sorry, just the...
Well, Jay is the expert. So in 2014, there was the Audiovisual Media Act, which is one of the new laws, and then the Digital Economies Bill last year. And both of those, I don't know all the details of the bills, but both of those had subtle enough shifts that they've really affected some of the queer and feminist porn channels that are online.
Interesting.
I didn't know there
things
was
like
any
face
laws
sitting,
in porn.
Face sitting.
Squirting.
You know, squirting.
Female squirting is like,
it's not allowed.
So they're trying to ban all that. They've shifted it, so that's kind of...
They've focused on particular acts, which basically affect sort of queer porn a lot more than straight porn.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Did not know that.
Terrible.
So
terrible.
That's a good event. And also we've got... we're doing a screening on Thursday, is it the 24th? The 23rd? We're doing a screening of an HBO feature called The Trans List, which is...
Oh, yeah, amazing.
Some great, great documentary about transgender people who are in the public eye, be it sport or media. Mm. And we're going to have a panel after.
And does that focus on one person in particular?
No, it's huge. I mean, it's Caitlyn Jenner is interviewed.
Yeah.
Janet Mark,
thank you, And we're having a little panel after with some prominent UK trans people.
Great, so remind the listeners when when Flair is happening again, because I feel like we have a lot of listeners that are LGBT and you know, sometimes they don't even know that these things are there for them. So
starts next Thursday, the 16th of March, and it runs to Sunday, the 26th of March, all at the BFI South Bank. And definitely encourage anyone LGBT identified or, you know, friendly allies to come to the BFI. It's such a brilliant time.
Because
it's happening.
Just going back
I
to
thought just come myself.
Yeah, please come.
Yeah, I want to see you there.
Yeah, you'll know people who are there.
I'm sure I will, man.
Exactly.
And to be the typical stereotypical male and really shame myself for 1 second, I do love a good face setting, I got to say. So I will be backing you guys. I will be backing you guys fully for that, to bring back face sitting. You know, for my own personal reasons, I have to be. You know, I gotta be myself. I can't be myself for my own personal reasons. I'm backing you guys. Yeah. Let's keep the face sitting.
I'm on the front line.
Just
occasionally on the back line.
For anyone who's just joined, so we're talking about the series Different for Girls. And because one of the points that what I liked about it was I liked the way that it was. In a way, soap style, that you have so many different families that all kind of cross over, and everyone's sort of slightly connected, but not a bit Love Actually style. And so I thought that was really clever, and it could be, you could go on and on and on and on. It's not like closed like a film, like obviously Moonlight's very beginning to
end.
You need
to get you a Netflix deal or something.
Yeah, telling
you get that big money, I'll be watching that.
That'd be great.
They should be.
Yeah,
so
but
lucky.
Netflix is like, they select stuff.
Of course they do.
Yeah,
but,
my feature film's on Netflix, but it had nothing to do with me.
Sure.
They've just like grabbed it.
Well, Netflix is building an office this year. Well, they're moving to London and they're opening up a London production office to start.
And, but there's loads. There's Amazon, there's Hulu. But my point is, I feel like, you know, on that sort of platform as well, you know, making a show, it could be really great and have like even bigger audience.
But also for anyone who isn't, or, you know, maybe you're an ally or even not, the show's still super accessible. The storylines are still without giving too much away, it's like there's affairs and there's pregnancies and there's, you know, all the sort of normal dramas.
I don't want to give too much away, but that brother.
I don't want to give that brother.
I know.
You'll see it in the first episode. You haven't cracked the whole thing.
So it's not like an exclusive. It's a bit like, and I think Moonlight really paved the way, winning the Best Picture, the Oscar. Yeah. Like,
oh, fantastic.
You don't have... Nobody has to be in a group. And hopefully, my vision would be in the future that it would be just...
Another show. You guys, forgive me, the festival's important, but in the ideal world, you wouldn't need the festival because it would be inclusive.
I agree with you. It feels this year, though, to all of us, that the festival's more relevant than ever everything that's going on politically and around the world. But you're absolutely right. And I think TV is leading the way. And, you know, I guess your show, Campbell, sort of straddles film and TV. Mm. You're obviously part of a film festival. Mm. You've put together the feature length. But TV is so much more progressive than film. Film's really conservative about what it shows. That's why something like Moonlight feels so positive.
I think for TV online, like Netflix and Amazon, are more adventurous than TV broadcast.
For sure.
Because I think they're still sort of dinosaurish.
Well, of course, but the guys online can be, because essentially people only watch it if they want to watch it. Whereas the terrestrial is pushed out, broadcast. Do you know what I mean?
It reminded me in a way of the series Sense8 on Netflix.
Because
I started watching that.
Wow.
And obviously,
I love that show.
Yeah, Sense8 obviously has all the like crazy, you know, sci-fi stuff going on. But in under that, with all the relationships and
the
stuff.
The Wachowskis, right?
Yeah. And that was a way that it was like a normal series, and it was like a complete mixture. I was like, some people are straight, some people aren't. Yeah. These ones are gay, these ones are not. Yeah. And it was just kind of, it didn't really matter. It was just
We probably might do an orgy scene for Noel next time.
Perfect.
I'm there.
That's the sound.
I'll come to visit you on set. You tell me.
In the middle of Chiswick.
I'll visit set that day. They'll be like, why is Noel got to visit set? I'll be like, don't mind me. Just carry on sitting on the face. Carry on going.
but that was really encouraging, and it made me think that actually there is something on one of the main things on Netflix, which is getting like super loads of views.
And they are leading the way as well, the Wachowskis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always did though. In terms of gender and race and corporatization, whiteness. Yeah. I mean, I think they're quite interesting. And their film Bound was just amazing.
I don't know if either of you have seen Bound. You need to see Bound.
Truly groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Okay. And even
now, that's a groundbreaking film.
Yeah. Okay.
Even with The Matrix before their time, I heard a little like factoid that the character Switch, which was the not... Trinity was the lady with the short hair, and it was the other lady with the blonde short hair. That character was supposed to be called Switch, because every time she went into the Matrix, they would switch gender.
Yes. Mm.
And Warner Brothers went no, and cut that from there. But they really wanted to put that in, and that was the original. That's why she was called Switch. And I thought that would have been an amazing concept that you go into the Matrix and you come out a different gender.
About 15 years ahead of
it. It was too ahead. Now they would have totally gone for that.
But, totally.
We were just saying before that, like, even Disney are putting their first ever gay character in a live action. So it's like,
and first ever that we know about, because there's theories that Bugs Bunny is
Warner Brothers.
That's true.
Bugs is gay, but I'm cool with Bugs.
Or trans as well.
But there are a lot of Disney as well too. There are so many queer writers who've written for Disney who ended up talking about inspiration, sort of secret messaging to queer viewers in Disney films as well.
True.
It's been there, but not about the time it's coming. So this is super exciting. So all the best of luck with the BFI, and also it's for anyone who hasn't, because sometimes I think people can be a bit scared of going to like the big sort of the Curzon or the BFI, going like, oh, well, I'm not that filmy, maybe.
True.
But it's so lush there. It's just really nice place. There's a cafe and like cushiony area, and just loads of like-minded film buddy people.
Like there are, and also people who are not film buddy-ish, but who just come for the vibe the good times, really, and then enjoy the films. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you have to be a cineast to be at BFI Flare.
And because, now it's the same price almost as any other cinema, because cinema prices have all gone up to about 15 quid anyway in London. So
get there down there, guys. Get to the festival. Get to the festival. Check out.
Our prices are very good.
There you go.
Yeah.
So £10.60 for BFI members, £11.70. I mean, I know to say that's very good is privilege, because that's still expensive, but it's a lot less than that £17.19.
And you have a special price for people who are under 25 as well.
We do. Oh, yeah, that's amazing. It's a really great deal. So basically, if you're under 25, you can register as an under 25-year-old, and you can do that while you're there. You can rock up, and any tickets that are unsold on any screening, you can buy for £3 during the festival.
£3? Yeah. Guys, get to the festival. And you're on the South Bank, so there's lots to do down there afterwards as
all
well.
All the young people get down to be
under 25 is a great deal.
45 minutes before the screening, you can just come and just go, I just want to see something tonight, turn up, say what's available, and buy a ticket for £3.
Seat up. Boom.
Take
great.
A risk.
Well,
that is amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
All the best of luck. We're going to pop to a song now. I'm going to go for, what should we go for? I'm going to stay in the 70s.
Stay in the 70s.
I'm going to go
before I was born. You were alive though.
I'm going to go for Lowrider.
Oh, I love it.
Lowrider.
All right.
Amazing.
Back around you.
That's the name of my next film.
Little higher.
We should do the show. Don't you think so, guys? We should do the show naked.
What one episode?
Yeah, well, you guys have to be naked too, though.
Like, all production, everyone, Facebook Live.
I don't know about the Facebook Live bit for that episode, but like, we should do one show fully.
Just to see if it brings an essence of casualness to the...
Yeah, maybe. Just fully.
Or maybe just be tension. We'd just all be like, oh, yeah, this is a great
thing. I think after like a minute, no one would care. You'd just kind of be like...
Would you... The guests might care. Maybe the guests have to come in naked.
Yeah, they wouldn't have it though, would they? They wouldn't have it. All right, what's cracking?
Right, so we have got our winner this week for our giveaway prize. We've got Connor from Scotland on the line. Let's see if you... Connor, are you with us?
Hello, I'm with you.
Hey, Connor.
Hello, Connor.
Welcome on the
show. How you doing, my man?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Now, you don't sound Scottish. What's happening up there?
No, I speak properly.
Excellent.
Whereabouts in Scotland are you?
I'm from the Highlands, but I'm studying in St Andrews just now.
Oh, fantastic. What are you studying, sir?
Philosophy and English.
Philosophy and English. Excellent.
Professor, though.
What? Yeah, Professor. Professor Connor. I love that.
Well, you have won the signed fistfight poster by Ice Cube and Charlie Day.
What?
And
excellent.
Also, I'm so jealous. You've got the varsity jacket, the snapback, and the duffel bag, so we're going to be sending that out to you. Ooh.
Amazing.
That's a good prize, bro.
Have you seen
it's brilliant. Thank
have you.
Have
you seen the film yet?
I've not seen it. I would love to. I'm a big Charlie Day fan.
It's coming out. The trailer looks absolutely hilarious. I haven't yet had the pleasure myself. So we're going to get that. We're going to zippy that up to Scotland.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I don't think it looks great, but the prize is awesome.
The prize is awesome.
Yeah, the prize is awesome. I love that.
Well done.
You got that signed by Ice Cube and Charlie. That's awesome.
Make sure you take a little like snap of yourself and like tweet us so we can see.
I will do. I'll share it all over the place.
Amazing.
Oh, great, man. All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks so much for getting involved in the show, mate. Are you going?
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. What are you up to in the north?
I'm actually going to Istanbul tomorrow.
What? What are you doing up there, man? What are you doing there?
Just a little holiday for spring break.
Fantastic. Who you? Anyone special you're going with? Or
just my friend.
Just a friend.
Friend, yeah?
Friend zone.
Platonic friend.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
Oh, mate, have fun. Spring break. We don't really have that spring break.
You've got to say platonic in case the actual girlfriend or boyfriend's listening, so you just platonic. Yeah. I'm with you, brother. Platonic.
We got you.
Gotcha.
We covered you.
Totally.
We're covering you, Connor. All right. Have a brilliant time. Thanks so much for getting involved. Thank you.
Take care, mate.
Cheers, bud. Bye.
Brilliant. Now, if you lost out this week...
He was a nice fella, wasn't he?
He was a lovely fella.
Yeah, he was a nice
fella. Don't cry, because we're
dry.
About...
Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Then me mother looked upset, then me, ha! Let Sally in the face and Dexter in the, ah! What tune is that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. That's Lardy Dardy by Snoop Dogg, and before that, by Slick Rick.
Oh.
Daddy daddy, we like to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. It's that. Anyway, go ahead.
I've never felt so white in my life.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So if you lost out on that cool prize, don't worry. We've got another one coming up for you.
What's the prize next week?
We have got this. So next week's prize, you have to go to our Twitter at FUBAR Radio. And just retweet the tweet they're about to put out and you'll be in a chance with winning. And we're going to select a winner and then we'll call you. So we're going to enter to win a poster, CD and DVD of Brotherhood, signed by Noel.
That is a wicked film. I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
Do you know what? I feel like these prizes could last a lot longer if you gave away like one DVD or one CD. I think like people would be happy with a soundtrack.
Don't be stingy, Noel.
You guys are throwing away everything at once.
What a grinch.
You're like a girl who gives it everything on the first date. Like, what's the point? Why do I want to come back? What's the point?
Because everyone loves everything on the first day.
No, me too. I that is true, actually. I would come back.
So if you would like to win the signed poster, and it's a really cool massive poster. It's got Stormzy on it. It's got Noel on it. A girl that looks a bit like me and people think it's me, but it's not me.
It's not her. But you are in the film.
I am in the film, not on the poster. Yeah. The CD, which I am on the CD.
Yes, you're on the CD. Arnold Ocheng's on the poster, in the film.
Yeah, and the DVD.
Jason Mazza.
And the DVD's cool because it's got all the extras. So even if you've seen it at the cinema, there's like behind the scenes. And
there is a director's commentary where you hear me say a lot of outlandish stuff like I do on this show. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, yeah. So if you want to get on that, get onto our Twitter at FUBAR Radio. And while you're on the Twitter, we've started a poll for just for this show.
Just for this show.
To see whether or not what would you prefer to win? A pair of my underwear or a pair of Noel's?
Put it in context. It's for future competitions because we give away so many great prizes. If we ever run out, we said that we would give away our pants. So I would give away my slick Calvin boxes and Johanna would give away like a little lacy thong. So whose pants would you rather win? Johanna's or mine? Now currently I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Go to the Twitter poll.
I'm just gonna throw it out there. Currently,
okay, what's going
on? I am in the lead with 68% to 32%. People want these undies, man.
You want those smelly boxes?
They're not
what
smelly,
about my
man?
Little
they
like
sweet.
Fresh
they're like
lady
sweet like chocolate.
Chocolate poo, probably.
Right, no, that's yours.
Right, your little string. Listening to the show all the way from Wells in Somerset is Luke. He says, Noel, you said you're doing Netflix tonight. I fancy that as well. What should we watch? Oh, that's not from Luke. That's from Sophia.
That's from Sophie.
I just mixed it two up. Apologies.
Sophie.
Just a shout out to Luke first from Wells. Big up, Luke.
Big up, Luke. Shout out from Wells in Somerset. Yeah, we love you, bro.
And Sophie says, Noel, you're watching Netflix tonight. I fancy that. What should we watch?
You should watch on Netflix. You probably watched Breaking Bad already. I would say you should watch a show called... Well, you probably watched Orange is the New Black. If you haven't watched either of those two, you should watch those, Breaking Bad or Orange is the New Black. If you want to watch something new that you might not have watched before, I would say put on 3 episodes and see how you like it. But I think it's great, of a show called Jessica Jones.
Oh, yes. Jessica
it's a Marvel
Jones.
Show called Jessica Jones. She's a girl superhero and she's pretty awesome.
I would put out I'm going to rephrase what that says. I would recommend there's a series called Love on Netflix, which is by Judd Apatow, who does all the
Apatow. Yeah.
Who does all of the kind of Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen movies. And he's done a really funny series on Netflix. And series one is already on there, but series two has just been released today.
Boom.
So get on the series one and you've got like 2 whole series to binge the entire
there you
weekend.
Go, Sophie, you have got Jessica Jones, if you haven't watched Orange is the New Black and Breaking Bad, and Love.
Boom, Sophie.
That's your weekend, girl.
And from Penny, we've got, hey, Noel. And Johanna, please.
Don't forget.
I love your films and I'd love to see you in a musical. Can you sing? And would you do one, please?
Is that from Penny?
That's from Penny.
Hey, Penny, you know that I love you. Hey, Penny. I can sing, girl. Of course I can sing. I would love to do a musical. Look, I mean, I've actually thought about doing a musical. The problem is, and I can be real here, is the studios in this country trying to get a musical past them. They're not always buying it. It's a bit tough. We have actually tried and, you know, we're thinking about it.
Maybe now La La Land's kind of paved the way for the modern musical.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. Thank you, Penny. I might try and set one of those up. And when we do, you will have to remind me on Twitter or Facebook or something that you gave us the idea and we'll get you down to the premiere.
Idea by Penny. Can you imagine if Brotherhood was a musical instead? Can you imagine?
Hey, yo, blood! Hey, yo, blood! Hey, yo, blood! Yeah, can you imagine?
That would be brilliant. Be
there
amazing.
Was a musical like hood film called One Day a few years back, which was pretty good.
Ill Manners? Ill
Manners was a Plan B's movie.
But it was just kind of musically.
Yeah, but there was starring Riz Ahmed, by the way. But there was a film called One Day, which was a kind of musicalist, which was a real like a bit more hood, and that was a good film actually.
Okay.
I think it was from Birmingham too. Good film that.
So maybe Penny, maybe. And from Marcus, we've got: will you sign your pants if we win them?
Mate, with my cock, yes.
He will sign it with the dick.
They will be signed.
Which is more than you can ever ask for.
Watch the votes. Zoom
what a prize! Yeah. If you
don't make a face, don't make a face. For every one of you that makes a face, there's about 50 that are like, "Ooh," like voting right now. How dare you get out of here?
If you've just joined us and you're like, what the flip's going on? Me and Noel, we're putting a poll out on Twitter to see, testing the audience, testing the waters to see who would you
what
prefer...
What cheeks? You're making faces.
Who would you prefer to win pants off? My pants or Noel's pants? So you can go to the Twitter and vote, and we're watching. I think it's going to be open for another 20 minutes or so.
No, it's open for 24 hours.
Oh, 24 hours?
Yeah,
okay, get in there, guys.
Get in there, guys.
Okay, wait till I get off the show, and then I'm going to get my little social media minions on there.
Yeah, she's going to cheat. She's going to cheat.
We got 69 votes right now. Wow, that's a special number.
Boom.
Okay, brilliant. Let's pop to a song, and then we're going to move on with more entertainment news, and I've got some fun film facts coming up. I'm going
to
go for...
I look forward to that.
Yeah. Heads Will Roll. This is Back Row and Chill.
Terrible. Tell me, guys, if you got time, tell me what you thought of that song. Tell me what you think of the music, because I think Joanna's losing it. I think she's losing it in her old age.
Yeah. Is that appeared on Glee and many other things online.
I think you're losing it.
I'm not losing it. We've had a lot of emails in today. So if you do want to email the show, we will shout you out. It's chill@foobarradio.com.
What's coming in here?
It said, would you do a porno, guys, or would you get fully naked and show genitals from Mark?
Do you want to go first?
I wouldn't do porno. I would get fully naked though and show my genitals, because I have.
Have you?
I auditioned for one of your movies fully naked.
With
my genitals.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
my God, it's burned into my mind now. Yeah, that horror, that horrible sight, seeing her fully nude. Oh my God, yeah, it's like haunts me. Why did you bring that up? I had
You brought it up now, Mark.
I've had like counselling to forget that, and now I can see that.
I know.
Oh my god. It's like watching the Blair Witch eat a pizza with her ass. It's like the worst thing I could have ever seen. Yeah. No, I'm joking. It was actually wonderful.
So Noel was producing. No, yeah, we produced.
No, I wasn't directing.
You were producing a movie a couple of years back, and I got to audition, and I got through to like the third round or something. Yeah. And the third round was
You have to explain the context. The first audition was fully closed.
The first audition, you're just reading the script and everything.
Fully closed.
The second one is swimwear or underwear.
Yeah.
So again, you're still clothed. And then the third round of auditions was, could you do the scene fully naked? Because in the movie, she is fully naked. And you're just checking to see whether or not you have actually got the balls to do it. And also
I can confirm Johanna does not have balls.
Not of the physical kind. And because it took massive balls to actually get naked in front of, it wasn't just you, it was a panel of casting directors, the director. And actually, weirdly, if anyone has got a bit of a fear or phobia of being naked in public, the weird thing is that it's the power is actually with you, not with the other people.
Mm-hmm.
It was so empowering standing in front of people naked because they were the ones that couldn't keep eye contact with you, and it was very weird.
I kept eye contact. I didn't look anywhere I shouldn't have looked.
No, yeah, I mean, but...
Do you know, it's so weird. Like, we're such good mates, I actually forgot that I have seen you fully naked. Like, it doesn't even cross my mind when I see you.
I haven't seen you naked. I've seen your butt because your butt comes out in loads of your movies.
Loads of movies.
Can't help but seeing the butt.
It's a character. Oh, but also, I will say, so that eventually, that job went to our friend,
Olivia
Chenery,
mm-hmm.
who, much like you, has done like three or four of our films.
Mm-hmm.
So that film is called Legacy, and you can find it on iTunes. And it stars a host of people like Franz Drama, who's in Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes.
And Olivia Chenery. Yeah. And a few other people. It's quite a good little party movie. You guys should check that out if you've got iTunes or Netflix. So I've done it as well, Mark. I've done it on stage. So I did a play many years. I've done it a few times in the films, but in terms of actually showing the goodies, I did a stage play called Talking About Men many years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we toured the country, and I was naked every night, willy out, everything.
Mm-hmm. I recently did probably the most naked filming I've ever done. I was filming a pilot, or a teaser for a pilot, and it needed to appear that I was naked, so I'm full frontal won't go on screen because it was lit really well and there's smoke and stuff.
Yeah.
But I had to film for the day in like a teeny weeny nude thong and pasties.
What's that called?
I can't actually say what it is.
Google. Just googling that now
Google.
So there you go, Mark.
There you go,
your
Mark.
Answer. We have both done it. You know what the weird thing, Mark? You know, let's take this show back to what it is about films and acting and stuff like that. Is as an actor, obviously, you don't have to do that in every job. But if you either like to act or you're an actor, and if the right job comes along and the role is right and it's done in a way that isn't just for the sake of it, mm-hmm. then that's part of your job, man. And then you have to decide whether you want to do it or not. And then that's your own personal decision.
Yeah, it's all personal empowerment. So we've got some more.
Meg, read that one next one.
Meg, okay. Johanna's music is sick. Leave her alone, Noel. Yes, Meg. Team Johanna.
Meg.
Thank you, Meg. I put a lot of time into picking the songs that I want to play this
week. Meg.
Got another one in from Wendy. It says, I love you too. Would you ever do a love, sex, kissing scene together? You have lovely chemistry.
Mom?
No, it's from Wendy.
Would we ever do
a love, sex, or kissing scene together? We've got lovely chemistry.
We have great chemistry. I think we have good chemistry because we're mates. We've been mates for a long time.
I think we've got good like bro chemistry.
I would do the scene if it's an acting job. Sure, I'd do the scene. I've done scenes like that with my mates before. I'm good mates with Shanika Warren Marklin, who plays my wife and brother.
Yeah.
And we have quite a racy. It actually is a little twingy. It's quite a racy scene in brother. And like I can promise you, like my you know, obviously we're all covered up. You guys can't see that we're all covered up. But you know. I was dead as a doornail, like we're just mates.
Yeah,
so I would definitely do the scene.
I think that's what people, it's amazing what a finished sex scene looks like. It is nothing like what it's like on set. On set, there is a room full, probably about 8 guys with
if it's
bits
a close
of equipment.
Set, there's still about 5 people in there.
Yeah, there's still, other than just 2 people, and it is just not that, like, it's professional, there's pressure.
It's not really sexy at all.
It's really not. But you can make it look sexy, which is the magic of cinema. But yeah, all right. Yeah, if it was cool, if Spielberg comes knocking, I'd do a love, sex, kissing scene.
What if I was directing it? Like, come on now. Now, yeah. I would do that scene, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because fun. Essentially, Wendy, what it would mean is nothing, really. It would be for the characters and for the scene, and then you just go home.
Yeah.
But thank you. I'm glad we have great chemistry.
Thank you. We've also got some tweets in. Johanna, I love your Snapchat. It's cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, she's cool on Snapchat.
If anyone doesn't know, I do a lot of funny shizzle in the week on Snapchat.
Yeah, she's quite funny.
And says, Johanna, I love your videos with your boyfriend, your jokes. Are you going to do any with Noel? We have done stuff.
Yeah, but we don't really do stuff like that. I just sometimes turn up because I'm there.
We haven't done sketches. Yeah, Noel has pranked me before. You can find that on Johanna James' Facebook page.
We did prank you. Really good, too.
So, yeah, I mean, I was thinking I should write probably some little sketches of you.
Yeah, but I'm not really a sketch... I'm not a sketchy guy. Well,
I'm not really a sketchy guy.
I feel like when I have appeared, who's that from?
That Sam. Is from Sam.
When I have appeared in Johanna's stuff, it's because she's just doing stuff and I'm there, like in the background. And like one time, she put that weird thing, I look like a reindeer or something like that, and I didn't know what she was doing.
Snapchat. Yeah, I'm showing him what filters were.
Yeah, and I was like, "What are you doing? Or why am I a reindeer?" Whatever it was. And then other times, I'm in the background, but I don't know if I would do sketches. Sounds I think weird. Because I'm supposed to be like a serious actor, yeah, maybe I wouldn't do them.
One day I'll think of something funny and you can appear in it, and I think that we could do some sort of
great
funny.
Yeah, I've only put you in three films, so or two or three, so maybe yeah you can pay me back.
I'll put you in my stuff as well.
Oh, thank you.
Fair
so much.
Deal.
Thank you so much.
To be fair.
Yes.
I was going to say. To be fair, like the views wise.
What, you think your Snapchats get more views than my films?
No, not my Snapchat, but like my Facebook sketches can potentially, you know, 87 million views.
This girl.
You know, just saying. Moving on, right, moving on. Keep it coming, guys. If you want to join in the conversation, we're taking your questions. Anything you want to ask me and Noel, it's at Fubar Radio or chill at FubarRadio.com if you want to email in. We will shout you out.
We're going to shout you out.
So Meg liked
on it today.
Meg liked my music.
You do play average music, I gotta say.
No, it's not average, man. It's great. Well, before we go to our next song, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about what I've been researching.
Where's our guest?
What guest?
That we're supposed to have a guest. Where is he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're gonna name and shame.
Where is he?
Kristen Hamby, you're supposed to be on the show.
You're not here.
You're not turned up, have you, mate?
Great.
Boo.
Thanks. Yeah, fuck you very much, man.
Well professional.
Yeah, cheers for that.
But never fear, I've prepared. We've got, what have we got here? Ooh. Coming up. What is coming up? So let's just go into this little segment here. Right, so what is coming up? So Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep.
Are they on the show?
They're coming in next week. No, they're not. Can you imagine? They are about to star in a new Spielberg movie called The Pentagon Papers... No. Is it called The Pentagon Papers Scandal?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. Oh, no. It's called The Post. There we go. It's about the Pentagon Papers Scandal in 1971. I didn't know what that was, so I had to Google that. It's all about in the Washington Post workers of the newspaper in the Vietnam War. They fought to publish sort of what was going on in the war, where everywhere else it was being... sort of covered and smoke screened and stuff. So Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep are going to step into the real lives of these two men and women who really pioneered the Pentagon Papers
scandal.
Well,
I mean, you might as well just give them the Oscars now.
You might as well, you know what I mean?
I mean, Meryl Streep, like, and Tom Hanks, you might as well just give them the Oscars. Meryl Streep, like, she just appears in, like, her daughter's Snapchat. It's like, our best documentary, let's give her the Oscar. Like, you know
and it's
mean?
The first time Meryl Streep and Spielberg have collabed.
Wow.
Which is going to be fun.
That's amazing.
Fourth time for Mr. Hanks. And also, Spielberg is busy bee. He's also got, on the other side of that, he's got two other projects. One is The Kidnapping of Edgardo Mortara, which is a young Jewish boy. I think, again, a real life story. He was forcibly taken in 1958 and secretly baptised and raised as a Christian. And then there was like a big, the parents struggle to free the son, and it goes up to the Pope, is going to be played by Mark Rylance.
Wow. And he loves him now, doesn't he?
I know,
Spielberg and Mark Rylance.
I was going through and I was like, wait, they're, what?
They suddenly have become like best. Mark Rylance is an absolutely tremendous actor.
Well, good, because I think Spielberg's... great movie maker, so it's a great marriage there. But so I don't know, I'm not totally buzzed about the sound of that. I'm a big Spielberg fan, but I think it's quite a nichey subject. But
both of those sound like he's going for the Oscars. Both of those films sound like that.
But then he's also doing this. He's also doing this gets me buzzing. It's a film called Ready Player One. All right. And it is set in 2044. There's an energy crisis. And basically the whole world, because the world's a bit shit, everyone logs online to this online thing called Oasis, which I guess is like a kind of virtual Facebook Instagram platform world. And the creator of the whole thing has died and left an Easter egg with three keys pointing the way to the treasure, and you win the whole company and like, energy or whatever.
That sounds pretty cool.
That sounded super cool, and I was looking up it, so it's called Ready Player One, and that's another Spielberg project, which I think also has Mike Rylance in it.
Sounds sort of Blade Runner-ish.
Yeah, very Blade Runner-y. I love a futuristic dystopian Tron-y kind of thing, so super excited about that. We've got more tweets coming in. We've got Johanna, I think you should direct Noel in something, maybe a nice spoof comedy from Tess. Maybe I should try and direct you.
Have you started directing?
Well, basically, without meaning to, I'm just like massive bossy boots, and I'm massively pissed. People off when we go to do sketches.
I never ever would have thought that you were a bossy boots.
Oh, and I think that you're not allowed to say bossy.
Sorry. Yeah.
You're not allowed to say that anymore. You actually can't say bossy boots. You have to say it. I've got leadership skills.
You said it. I didn't say it.
I know. I've got to correct myself.
Yeah.
I have leadership skills.
Yeah. So maybe you should say you have overzealous leadership skills.
Maybe. Okay. I mean, I feel bad about it, but I've done it. If I'm shooting a sketch, I do have a tendency to sort of jump behind the camera and then jump on the edit and then jump on the...
Hey man, that's how you progress, man. That's what I, you know, that's how I started, you know, getting involved and making films and doing it. So okay, great.
So
Tess, good idea.
She's got faith in me. I'm gonna write something for Noel and I'm gonna direct you in it.
Boom, I love it.
And we're gonna get 20 million views.
I love that.
From Julian, is Meryl Streep the best actress in the world? And who are your favourite female actors? Julian. Meryl Streep. Well,
you see what he did there? This is very interesting, which I love, Julian. He didn't say, in the second part of it, he didn't say your favourite actresses. He said your favourite female actors. And this is a thing that's been happening a lot recently, which is supposed to be the correct way to do it. There's no longer actors and actresses, really.
Yeah.
It's like it's male actors and female actors. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of the way forward.
You don't say, I actually, when someone says, what are you an actress? I tend to say, I'm an actor.
I'm an actor. Yeah, you're just a female. I'm just a male.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So that, anyway.
Forward thinking, Julian. Well done.
Forward thinking. But for me, I would have to say, I love Viola Davis. But also Janelle Monáe, who was, in a lot of the films I love. And then I would say Jennifer Connelly, who I've not seen in a while, but Jennifer Connelly is my absolute, like...
Really?
Yeah, dude. She was in Labyrinth back in the day when she was a teenager.
Back in the day. Oh, she's...
And she won an Oscar for Beautiful Mind.
She's married to...
Paul Bettany. Yeah. And she was in Requiem for a Dream. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want to see a performance from an actress, you got to watch Requiem for a Dream.
For sure.
Like, I'm telling you.
For sure. My favourite female actors, I love... Julia Roberts, I think, is my top.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love her. Because she can do comedy.
She can.
And then she can absolutely nail, like, Erin Brockovich and do, like, a serious drama. So she's just, for me, like, full on.
She can. Who were your favourite female actors?
Who were my favourite? Like, growing up?
No, I'm trying to...
Let us know. What do you guys like? Tweet in at Fubar Radio or email chill@fubarradio.com.
Yeah.
So I think Julia Roberts was way up there for me. And I think Olivia Colman is my number one British. Mate, you've seen Broadchurch, right? Honestly, I think...
Yeah, she's great.
When something like affects you, like when I saw Viola Davis in Fences, that affected me.
Yeah, that was good.
I was like with that woman in that
Olivia
moment.
Olivia Colman's good, man.
And then when Olivia Colman in the final episode of Broadchurch, I was like... I'm with you, woman. So I think they win my... But again, Olivia Colman nails the comedy, came from a comedy background. Mm-hmm. And everyone thinking, oh, yeah, she's great in Peep Show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe we could put her in this Channel 4 thing. And then she's like, boom.
Yeah, she is great.
BAFTA.
Well, like eight.
I know. It's like, share it out now, Olivia. Come on.
No, come on, love. Like, stop being so brilliant. Just like, Let everyone else have a chance.
Do you like comedy?
She's like the
comedy.
UK Meryl Streep, isn't she?
We've got a message from Ben.
Who's Ben?
He says, do you like comedy? Who are your favourite British and American comedians? And I think you should try stand-up. Who are you talking to there, Ben?
Talking to you, Jen.
Okay. Well, I love comedy, which is why that's what I do most of the week. Silly stuff online and Snapchat and in movies. And who are your favourite British and American comedians? Amy Schumer's really inspiring.
She's funny, yeah.
She's inspiring because she's also done the transition of comedian to actor and writes her own stuff and yep. doesn't give a shit and, like, yeah.
I'm a bit, like, perturbed that everyone's on the Amy Schumer bandwagon only because, like, you know, I feel like I own her. I knew about Amy Schumer so long ago. Like, long ago. You know, right. and then was watching her show and blah, and even before that, when she was just doing stuff, and all of a sudden everyone's like, Amy Schumer, I'm ashamed. And I'm like, hey, yo, when I was on Amy Schumer, you like, didn't even know who Amy Schumer was. Do you know what I mean?
So you were the original cool kid.
So it annoys
you called
me
that
a
one.
Bit.
You called that one.
Do you know
one.
What I mean? It annoys me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I found Amy Schumer a while ago on her stand up on YouTube, and yeah. I was just like, oh my God, this woman's really cool. And British comedian. Well, this is the thing. This is the one of the very reasons why I started doing comedy online is because I could not find a British female comedian that I wanted to look up to.
Oh, there's loads. There's loads. I couldn't name them, but there's loads.
Not on social media. Mm. In the sense of, like, you've got all the social media. You've got, like, the Jack Jones and the Dapper Laughs, and you've got a whole a plethora of males.
I love the use of the word plethora.
I know. I've been reading my dictionary. I couldn't find a British woman. So I was like, well, I'll take a whack at it. And I really, like, I get really excited when other people sort of join along.
I think you could do well, you know.
And I would do stand-up. And that is probably the thing, because I've done a bit of film, done a bit of TV, done a bit of theatre, done a bit of internet. The only thing that I've not done, and I'm actually pretty scared about would be stand up, because I think it's apparently
scared, man. Have I taught you over the years?
It's funny or die, isn't it?
Yeah. Ooh. But that's the whole point. That's
exactly
the way you get funnier is by dying, you know what I mean? And that's yeah. that's the point. I've always told you to grab stuff by the balls and go for it.
You've I know done but it I got arrested times. That time
you should have done it a few more times than you should have, but look where it's got you. I'm like an older brother to Johanna. I'm always telling her, do this, do that, you yeah. gotta do this.
No,
do
I am
that.
And I'm actually starting to write little bits and bobs about what I could do, and I'm going to do some tests.
You should test it on me, come and do it in front of me and the other lot,
for sure, because I genuinely like telling stories, and if something funny happens in my life, there's nothing I like better than down in the pub and just being like
telling a story.
Oh my God, then this happened. And
she doesn't have to be in the pub, she'll just tell you. You'll be how are you today? She'll be like, oh my God, listen,
you to death.
Yeah, you should test it, because you know I'm hard to laugh. So if you
are.
If you can make me laugh, then I think you're onto something.
I'll be confident. But I'm going to do it, and I think I'm going to start. I'd like my set to be around the fact that I wear a hearing aid and the fact that I'm hard of hearing, partially deaf.
I bet you guys didn't know that, did you?
Did you guys know that factoid? I'm deaf.
She's one of the hottest girls I've ever seen with a hearing aid.
Thank you so much.
Second to that girl I saw on the tube that one time that inspired a whole movie that I haven't thrown in one yet.
One little girl. I wear a hearing aid on the daily, and I've had a lot of problems with my ears, but the funny side of that is that I've had, like, so many moments where it's been actually hilarious being deaf.
Remember that guy in the airport trying to chat you up?
A guy
in
chased
New York,
me
in JFK.
He chased me through JFK airport trying to get my number, and when he finds
he's like, hey, what the fuck, are you deaf?
And I was like, yeah. And I showed him my hearing aid, and he's like, I'm so sorry, can I buy dinner? I'm so sorry. Oh,
that was quality.
So little moments like that in my life that I'm like, I think I should probably tell this story and maybe to a live audience.
See, that was funny.
For sure.
That was funny. It was funny when you told me. It's still funny now.
Okay. We're going to pop to a song, and then we're going to come back for some more
I'm enjoying this, man. Fuck these guests that don't turn up. Fuck them.
I know. This is our podcast. Fuck it all. This is us. Right, we're going to go for Kanye West. Can't tell me nothing. I'm angry. Let's do this.
La, 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 wait till I get my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I woke, I spent that on a necklace. Told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking.
talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys, I ain't go to Hill, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from. Suicide doors. This is my life, homie. You decide yours. I know that Jesus died for us, but I couldn't tell you who the side was. So I parallel double park that motherfucker sideways. Old folks talking about back in my day. But homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated. And you can live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Alright, man, holla then. Let that man get cash, let that man get past. He don't even stop to get gas. If he could move through the rumors, he could drive off of fumes, cuz how he move in a room full of no's? How he stay faithful in a room full of hoes? Must be the pharaohs, he in tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold. Treasure, what's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear Nada, I'm in between, but way more fresher. But way less effort. Cause when you try hard, that's when you die hard. Your homies looking like why God when they reminisce over you, my God.
Grown chill. We've got, oh, this is on point. We were actually discussing this earlier. So John has written in at FUBAR Radio Theatre saying, Noah and Johanna, what did you make of Samuel L. Jackson cussing black British actors? Because that was on the news this week.
Well, I mean, I don't really want to comment too much. I'm actually going to censor myself in terms of the way I answer this because, you know, I don't usually censor myself, but I don't want to comment too much. I just think that I will say that I think it's a fucking disgrace and I think it's ridiculous. And, you know, I thought that acting was about talent, really, and it shouldn't really be about where you're from. You know,
for sure.
Nobody complains when American actors are coming over here, being in the leads and feel like, why was Julia Roberts in Notting Hill when that could have been like any British actress doing
Bridget Jones was played by an American.
Why is Renée Zellweger playing Bridget Jones when there's loads of British actresses? Because it's like, it's nonsense. I don't know why he said it. I'm not a fan of his anyway. So, and I used to be a massive fan of his. So I really couldn't give a fuck.
honest. I mean, but I think it's a bit of a, it's a shame because so much is progressing in the world of cinema, and we're having movies that are breaking sort of taboos that we wouldn't have before, and then we sort of like, it's like Snakes and Ladders, we go back a little bit because it is that element of if you're playing a character, you're playing somebody who is not you, so it shouldn't matter who you are because that doesn't matter because you're then blank and you're playing the role.
You commented on David like Selma and stuff like the actors that got the roles because they were the best actors for the job
and they earned
and they earned it, and that's what I thought that our job was. And it's not people who know me and know my dynamic with a lot of these people, it's not even about me defending certain people, it's just about the fact that, you know, any British actor that's doing what they're doing, David Oyelowo, Idris, Daniel Kaluuya, Lenny James, Chiwetel, they've earned their spot.
Sure.
They've done the work, they've grafted, and they've earned their spot. And if a black British guy is at number one movie in the box office, he's there because he fucking deserves it. And for someone to come and be like, well, any American could do that, well, they couldn't. Because if they could, they would have got the job.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, it's kind of, it's just disappointing, I guess. It's disappointing.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
What a shame. Shame on you.
But you know what? I'm glad that all the British brothers, and I might not be one of them, and I've been and back, and I probably won't ever be the one that cracks it, but I'm glad that all those guys are cracking it. I'm glad they are.
Sure.
And continue putting them guys out of work.
Because the young guy that he was mentioning is the lead in the new film Get Out, which is absolutely blowing up the American box office.
Yeah.
And it's about to come out over here.
Yes.
And he was in, if everyone hasn't seen him before, he was in Skins, I believe.
Yeah,
and he was the lead.
He wrote Skins as well. He wrote some of Skins as well.
Talented lad.
Yeah.
And he absolutely stole the show in one of the first series of Black Mirror. So as you know, his performance in that, it was so quiet at the beginning of the episode. I thought, oh, what is this? And then obviously it at the end of it, and I went, whoa, this guy's going to Hollywood. Like, he is amazing.
And he's there.
And he's there.
He's also in Black Panther coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's just absolutely killing it.
I just wanted to throw this in. Have you seen this? So we're there talking about a musical.
Yeah.
And here it says, Ed Sheeran is looking for unknown actors to star in a musical film combining the likes of Notting Hill and Once.
Well, boom. Actually,
yes, this is the 9th of March. Ed Sheeran is hoping to add one more hyphen to his already multi-hyphenate career by making a film along the lines of Notting Hill mixed with the original music Once.
Nice. Well, I think we've literally just got an email saying, hey, I've just seen that Ed Sheeran wants to make a film and star in it. I'm not sure about this. Not all singers need to act, cough, cough, Madonna. What do you think about this from Petal?
From Petal. So Petal, you literally, I've just seen this as well. So we must be in sync, Petal. You and I must be like soulmates or something, because I've just seen this as well. What do I think of it? I mean, honestly, I don't mind. If it's going to be a good film, it's going to be a good film, to be honest.
Yeah.
But if he says he wants to have one movie in his career, so you know, I'm interested in that. You know what? I might give him a little call and see what's happening.
Well, Ed, he did make an appearance in Bridget Jones.
The
Bridget Jones #3 this year, and like, you know, went down well. But obviously he played Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see him in that. But then I think he's a really talented guy and seems quite down to earth, and he took a year off social media, rid of his phone just so he could like center himself and actually put like the work back in, and his lyrics are amazing, and that's why I think everyone, you know,
I actually don't mind. I mean, I'm not like certain people saying that people that rap or sing shouldn't be in films. I've put people in films. Actually, Thomas Bashy's like one of the leads in 24, biggest show in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I put him in films. Plan B, great artist, I put him in films. So I'm not against that sort of stuff. And personally, I look forward to seeing what Ed comes up with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to stay open, stay neutral. He's got a beautiful voice, and if he can do anything on screen like he does on like in the studio,
I'm going to make a note of this. I'm going to do some emails after this show.
Yeah, you go find Ed Sheeran, and you go.
I'm going to go find him.
You go and put me in that movie with Ed Sheeran.
No, I'm producing this shit.
Put me in that too. Great. We've got Ben B. Is that like Big Ben? No. Hey, what's your favorite cheese?
What's my favorite cheese?
Just to be totally random, I love that, Ben.
Camembert, Ben.
Ooh, a nice hot camembert.
Doesn't have to be hot, man, but it's, you know, it's got that hard bit, but then it's soft, man. A bit of camembert, man.
Oh my gosh, tea time. My favorite cheese. I don't know. I'm a huge cheese fan. Oh no, it's got to be the borsa, that like garlicky, I mean literally your breath honks for the rest.
Mine doesn't,
but no, mine does. And I can eat, like, I impressed my boyfriend with how much cheese I could put away.
Really?
I nearly had the whole packet of boisson. He was like, where'd that go? Did you have all that? I was like, no. Now he teases me about how much cheese I can pack in. But yeah, so a nice, cheesier, stronger the better. Nice whiffy cheese. Love that, Ben. Thank you. Just to round up our coming out sort of news review, Ezra Miller has been cast in The Flash for next year. So I think that's
as who?
As The Flash, I think.
Here, I have a problem. I have a problem with this.
With Ezra Miller or The Flash?
No, not Ezra Miller. Oh. not Ezra Miller, and not the. Here's the problem. You know why Marvel currently have taken over the superhero thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Why they currently have taken over superhero, and not just films, but on TV they got their Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Punisher, all mm-hmm. those films coming out. Right, they're taking over. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'll tell you one reason. Consistency. You know why DC have never managed to be consistent? You know, the Superman films are never, I'm sorry to say, guys, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, I'm not, but tell me if you think I am. Superman, the Batman films are, well, the two of the Christopher Nolan ones out of the three were brilliant,
mm-hmm.
and then the third one we'll pretend didn't happen. But they're awesome. But you know why DC can never get it together? I'm sorry to go on a tangent.
Yeah, go on.
It's because they're not consistent. So they have great TV shows like Arrow and Flash and all that. But the Flash, who plays the Flash in the TV show, is not going to be the Flash in the film.
Yeah, so...
Superman, who plays Superman in the film, is not Superman on the TV show. And that is no consistency, and that's why people get annoyed. Marvel, on the other hand, if you are Spider-Man...
You're Spider-Man.
You are Spider-Man.
Avengers, you're Spider-Man in this film.
In this film, yeah, in that film. And if you ever appeared on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like if they did say, oh, you've got to do one episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because of the... It would be the kid that plays Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And that consistency makes the fans galvanise. And I think that is a problem between the Marvel films and the DC films. And
I think
definitely
you cracked
is a problem
it. You
for
cracked
me.
It there. You sorted it out. Sort your shit out. All right. And lastly, Emma Stone has been cast as the real-life live-action Cruella. In the new Disney movie that's been announced, it's apparently going to be
103 Dalmatians. Was it?
No, I don't know whether if it's set just before or just after. I mean, it might be.
So is she young Cruella?
I think it might be young Cruella. How Cruella becomes Cruella De Vil, and I think she's going to be amazing at that because she's already got that. Like she's pale and got the googly eyes, and
she's got the googly eyes. I'll tell her that when I see her.
Yeah.
No googly.
Googly.
Googly Stone.
Google Stone.
She's cute.
So I think that's, you know, and with after all the La La Land and stuff, she can obviously sing and dance, and she's Disney's next
she's
best
cute,
move.
Man.
So I'm excited about Cruella. Because 101 Dalmatians is not one of my favourite Disneys.
Who wants 101 dogs in their house, though?
That's like, a really? Lot of shit.
Like, honestly.
Just saying.
Honestly.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, man. Can you imagine?
I am just saying. Right, talking to Ed Sheeran, because we're saying that Ed Sheeran is looking to make a movie. He has just obviously dropped his album and absolutely just kind of raped the music scene right now. And
he's what?
Casual
use of the word rape there.
All my Spotify, I'm going on the Spotify chart list, and it's like number one, Ed Sheeran, number two, Ed Sheeran, number three, Ed Sheeran. Like, it's all...
Yeah, but there's certain words you probably shouldn't use to describe...
Well, he's taken the music by force, and I'm not. I don't know if I consented to my all of my.
That's probably better.
So we've got. And obviously, Stormzy is then. I mean, Ed Sheeran and Stormzy have paired up and made a beautiful baby, and so we kind of got because Stormzy's the next person who's just taking the world by absolute storm right now.
Yes. Big Mike.
People have got Stormzy fever.
Because he's great.
Because he is great.
He's great.
He's super, super great.
You're great, Stormzy. You're great.
And so they've made Shape of You, obviously, a couple of weeks back at the Brits. They came out and everyone went, oh my god, what an amazing interracial musical couple.
Fantastic music, guys.
So we're going to play a bit of Ed Sheeran and we're going to come back for some movie reviews. It's Back Row and Jill.
Boom.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that back.
coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
I gotta tell you I'm in love with your shape. You said the mother brothers couldn't really juggle your weight. And you were shy in the beginning, used to cover your face. You got that sweet, sweet love and I'm a sucker for cake. I know, girl, you got a body they will kill for. Loving through whatever, who you trying to skip a meal for? Girl, you're too precious, why you trying to split the bill for? I ain't even guessing, they should have you up on billboards. That's all talking, you can go to work and let me pick up the slack. And when you finish what you're doing, we'll be kicking it back. We can listen to my tunes until you're sick of my raps. And I got money in the bank, but not a figure like that. You got me looking at your shape, man, I've already won. Trying to come and kill the game like my brother Teddy done. I ain't even trying to play it cool, cause this is bigger than my pride. Let me multiply your loving and I hit you with divide, eh? Shit.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
Liquor, there's not a flaw in your figure, I'm so impressed.
Come on, be my baby.
And baby, you can call me as quicker. I don't be talking on Twitter, girl, that's dead.
Come on, be my baby.
Girl, stop curving the question. I turn your curse to a blessing, that's overnight.
Come on, be my baby.
And weigh up your options and spend the day with a problem. I do you right.
I'm in love with the shape of you. You push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, my bed sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
And chill with Johanna James and Noel Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Yo.
Right.
What a tune that is, man.
That was such a tune.
I'm in love with the shape.
I love both of them men. That ginger nut and chocolate cookie.
Ginger nut.
Love them.
Would you give them both a go at the same time?
I think that'd be too much to handle.
Really? That's not an answer, though, is it?
No.
So I think that's a no. I think I politely decline that lovely offer.
I think you're mad.
Yeah, Lucy would
Lucy's
be
in there.
I would.
Lucy Patterson, everybody. On the show.
She's back. Guess who's back?
back again.
We need a little thing. Why don't we have a thing? I don't know what number to press any time, but we should have a thing. Guess who's back?
Yeah.
We should have one of those. Do me one of those.
I feel like I need some kind of intro.
Yeah.
You do need an intro.
I put in my time now.
Yeah, no. Lucy's segment. Righto. So, just before we go into our film reviews, we just wanted to remind all our listeners, because FUBAR, the whole station, we are an official partner of Stand and Calling, which is a festival, comedy music festival that's going on in Hertfordshire.
Sounds awesome.
27th to the 30th of July. I mean, literally, the new acts that have been announced this week, we've got the editors, Kate Tempest, Katie Tunstall, Idris Elba's going to be doing DJ set.
Wow.
Doc Brown.
Oh, wow.
There's like crazy amounts of things on this piece of
paper.
She's
amazing.
Like,
sounds amazing.
Why would you not go?
And exactly. It's only 45 minutes from London, so you know some of the festivals.
Hold on. 45 minutes. What train do I need to get?
It's Hertfordshire. It's literally,
oh, that's not that
it's
far.
It's literally King's Cross to Bishop Stortford.
Yeah.
Not far.
Okay, guys. Yeah, make sure you go down there. Woohoo! Yeah, I'll be home.
DJ sets from Faithless, Hot Chip, Jax Jones.
Wow.
I think everyone's going to
everyone's
it sounds
get
like a good lineup quite close to home. That's good.
And it's on my birthday, 30th of July.
5 minutes from London. It's not close.
I go to the Isle of Wight Festival every year, so yeah. That's
but you guys should go, make sure you go. Like,
I went Isle of Wight last year. And on the way, it's not too bad because everyone's pumped and you're getting, you don't really notice that
the way home is traumatizing.
The way home, you've got to wait for the bus and then you've got to wait for
I drive, so I literally like dice of death on the way home. It's a 4 day hangover.
In a ferry.
Yeah.
But you have to get on the ferry and then.
Yeah. It's my 10th year this year though. Big anniversary.
Are you like you just love the mud or what? Like, what are you?
Glutton for punishment. It's just me and my friends. They're just amazing. And they do have good lineups.
It's a good vibe. Last year was The Who.
That was amazing. Queen. Adam
and Queen
Lambert.
Headlined Isle of Wight. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to make a confession right now.
Come on.
Okay, like, don't be.
Pressure.
What? I'm going to make a confession. City boy. I remember I'm a city boy. Yeah. I've never been to a festival.
Aruba Shaka.
No. Really?
Yeah. Me and Mud don't get along.
You don't have to do it in the mud. You can
festivals
go VIP.
You can go VIP.
I've been invited VIP. Obviously, in the last few years, darling, I've been invited loads of VIP, but I just don't don't feel like I want to go festivals.
Honestly,
it is what you make it, definitely.
I'd never been to festivals, and then I worked 3 last year, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't do drugs.
I don't do drugs.
I don't massively drink.
You don't have to drink.
Have to do that, really. I was working because I was
presenting and I was meeting all the bands and I was filming every day, so nice. I couldn't really drink. Yeah. I was on shift.
Yeah.
But I still had the most amazing time. I saw Queen.
It's so good.
I saw
there.
Faithless, and there was something about being in a crowd of like thousands of people to that Faithless, like dun, 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 dun. I was like, this isn't out of body, this is crazy, and the food's great, and like it's just like the vibe, and
it's a different vibe to any other festival I've ever been to, definitely,
especially when you're in London and nobody wants to talk to anyone, and then like you've got
everyone's so friendly.
It reminded me of like I got there and all the little like tents and stuff, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like the Quidditch World Cup for Harry Potter. So great.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, just me, yeah, me and festivals,
maybe going out for the day. You should go out for the day.
I don't know why it is. I don't know what it is. Maybe because I was such a like solo child. I don't know if I could deal with the crowds.
It was so chilled. So
I can do a concert though inside.
But Stand and Calling, maybe Stand and Calling could be your take your virginity.
Yeah. Well,
debut festival.
Partner, they should be getting us tickets anyway.
For sure.
VIP tickets. Backstage passes.
I mean, yeah, I'm so looking forward to the summer. I'm just so looking forward to having a bit of sun and like having a hot dog.
Yes.
At a festival.
Definitely.
Give you a hot dog now if you want.
Not that kind of hot dog. Right, so let's talk back to movies.
No, that's for your mama. Save that for your mama.
Oh my God.
He hits on my mum like every week.
Every week. It's part of the show, man.
It is.
They love it.
She loves it. Movie-wise, what have people seen? What is good and what is not good?
Well, tell us what's happening, Luke.
This week, I had a couple of gigs, so I didn't have much time to watch.
Unbelievable.
Anything. I know. They were good gigs, though.
I
went to see Fist Fight.
Oh, good.
Which is the Ice Cube Charlie Day thingy. It's a comedy film. Ice Cube offers out Charlie Day for a fight at the end of the school day. They're both teachers, and it's the end of year senior prank day. So there's all kinds of crap going on. I must admit, I did laugh out loud quite a few times. Mm-hmm. It is really stupid, and it's full of F bombs and dick jokes, and like it's. For some reason, I was thinking to myself, why have you made this so offensive? You've cut out quite a huge audience that you could have had. It's only 15.
Yeah.
But if they'd have toned down on the language and the absolute filth that's in it, they probably could have made it a 12 and made it a little bit more of a family film.
Yeah.
My verdict overall, to be honest, is by the middle of it, I wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lull. If they had not had that lull, it would have been all right. But, you know, overall, I probably wouldn't bother going to see it at the cinema, but watch it if you've not got anything to do for 90 minutes and want to laugh for a while.
There you go, don't go
see Fist Fight. Or if you like Charlie Day, he is funny.
I think it's going to be one of those Netflix ones, isn't it? It's
going to
come out on Netflix and you're just going to have it.
And then it'll be like Fist Fight 2, Fist Fight 3.
Yeah, they'll take over. But I'm disappointed in Ice Cube a little bit. Because there was a couple of cheapo references in there. One to Friday and another one to obviously his NWA heritage.
Yeah.
But there's a time and a place, and you know the lines that he said are quite sacred to a lot of people, you know. Yeah. And it's like he was taking the piss out of it a little bit, and I don't know. I'm disappointed in you.
Did he write this one? Because he does write as well, doesn't he?
No, he didn't.
He didn't write it,
and you can tell because he wrote Friday, obviously, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
yeah, no.
I like Charlie Day though.
I love Charlie Day.
Yeah,
yeah, he was really
good.
He's
just funny. Just you could
he's just funny in general, no matter what he says.
The way he talks.
Yeah, exactly. And it was typical Charlie Day. Like, he's not a character actor. He just plays himself, and it's never not funny.
I don't know if I find him funny. Is that sacrilege or what?
He's definitely an acquired taste. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You either love him or you hate him.
You want to pick my nose.
Who do you find funny then, Noel? Who's your funny guy?
Bernie Mac was funny.
Oh, he was.
See? Bernie Mac was funny. He was funny.
But then I will laugh at anything, so I'm not really that good to judge.
So, yeah, okay. Fist Fight is definitely, it's got the Netflix kind of sticker on it, isn't it? I wanted to see that, but maybe I'll wait.
I would wait. I've got a free pass anyway, so I'll just...
Oh, you do the unlimited.
I do the unlimited thing.
You've got a pension thing, have you?
Yeah. I'm not that old. Such a cheek.
The freedom pass.
Such a cheek. No, I have the unlimited card, so it didn't really waste my money, but spending £9 on it, I wouldn't.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Noel, have you watched anything?
This week, I haven't watched anything, actually. Make films and all that. But what's interesting, there's a couple of things that have piqued my interest that are coming out. One, coming out on the 10th of March, which is... Today is a film called IT with Pierce Brosnan and Anna Friel.
Glad she's back.
Yeah.
Yes, who's back? See.
We need that. Minion.
And it's about a guy that works for a firm and then he's hacked and blah blah blah. Stuff happens. Only interests me because I auditioned for it. So that looks interesting, but to be honest, I'm not sure how good it's going to be. But something that really interests me, guys, now this is before a lot of you guys' time, is, and it's kind of gone under the radar. I don't know when the posters are going to start or when everything's going to start, and it's coming out on March 24th. Mm-hmm. Is Chips.
Oh, I saw the trailer. It looks
Dax
so funny.
Shepherd and Michael Peña.
Yeah.
Now, Chips, for those of you who don't know, was a really huge TV show in the 80s, like massive TV show about the California Highway Patrol on the motorbikes. It was like one of the biggest TV shows in the world at the time.
Never heard of it.
And so there you go. And Chips is California Highway, Patrol. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that because I feel like they're going to kind of really make a...
Yeah.
Almost like they did with Starsky and Hutch, where you kind of have to make it slightly funny, which I think they're doing with Dax and Michael Peña. But that could be something... That could be like a new 21 Jump Street kind
of thing. Definitely.
Yeah.
When I first heard about it, I thought, oh, why are you doing that? Don't do it. Yeah. But then I saw the trailer and it looks hilarious.
Oh, so the trailer of Chips is out, is it?
Yeah.
Boom, there
I saw
you go.
It yesterday. It looks really good.
I'm going to look at that. You should look at that, Joe, because actually Chips was such a big show.
Okay, I think don't even went under the radio, didn't I?
References to it in quite a lot of American shows and things.
Yeah. Maybe I'll know the visual of it.
I think you probably
the music was like dun, 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 dun,
the punch.
Dun, yeah.
Okay, maybe I think you would. I used to watch the 80s Star Trek when I was very small, and I was always at the TV, and I would do the, you know, whenever it was like do 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 do.
That is actually the 90s Star Trek.
Was it?
And it was The Next Generation with Patrick Stewart playing
That's the one that I watched.
Jean-Luc Picard.
I don't think I understood a word. I just really like this opening of the...
Yeah.
Very excited by that.
Yeah. That was Patrick Stewart, wasn't it? When he was young. Still looked the same, though, but he was young.
Yeah.
So this week I've been continuing my Netflix and I have watched... continue to watch that film series Sense 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still good?
And it's like it's more once you get over that first hump of the first episode because there's so many characters that there's 8 of these characters that they have to establish 8 different lives in 8 different countries. So once you've just kind of got them all down and you're like boom 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 know who you all are. And now is it knowledge you don't know what it's about?
I do, but it's still on my watch list. I haven't actually started.
No, it's on my list now.
That first episode is kind of like it's just an overwhelming amount of characters to
I auditioned for that as well.
Did you?
Oh. I did.
For some reason, I know that. I don't stalk you, but I do know that for some reason.
No, I don't know.
Maybe
if
you told
it.
Me.
I don't know because Freeman's in it, who was from Doctor Who, and also Melamine was in it.
Yeah,
he was from Kid Otterhood.
He's great in it.
I don't
really
think
great.
It was. I'm not sure if it was the same part that I auditioned for, but I definitely went for a part in that.
Yeah, no, he's brilliant.
Looks really
in that.
Good.
And so now it's getting really interesting, and now they're starting. So these are 8 complete strangers on different types sides of the globe are connected telepathically suddenly, and they are now not just a one; they are a we.
Wow.
And they can choose to sort of feel each other, others' thoughts, and they can also sort of swap with each other as well. Yeah. So if they need to, certain has a skill. So for example, a guy was about to get beaten up in a Nigerian sort of street gang. He can't fight, but one of the girls who lived in Japan is a cage fighter. So they swap bodies, and she took down all the men, and it was all like, yeah, kick
that's
ass.
Episode one, isn't it?
I think that's the second episode. But so I've continued with it, and I'm glad I did, because it is good. But you have to be awake. I did try and do it when I was like tired.
Bedtime now.
Yeah, you got to kind of, you know, it's one sit down, have dinner, watch it. And the next thing that I watched, because I missed it at the time, was The Thin Red Line.
The movie?
Ooh, yeah.
Good film.
Such a cast in that. Wow.
Yeah, I know. I just sat there going, oh, it's you, it's Woody Harrelson, and it's you.
And John Cusack, my beloved.
It's almost like every major...
Because you know that.
Well, probably, because I do stalk him
on
Twitter.
You should tweet him. Okay,
I do
great.
It all the time. I've got no shame.
Like, major sort of 90s cast guy, any guy who was worth his salt, got a little...
Definitely.
Got a little in role in that. And it was amazing, and I just watched the whole thing... going like, no,
it's so long, but you don't realise, do you, because you get so engrossed
you're down in the well, not the trenches, it's set in World War II but in Japan, and they're fighting the Japs, and it's on, so it's a different terrain.
They're fighting the Japanese.
That's what they call film. But yeah, so that's what they it's all about, and it's in the sort of Japanese hills, which is it's good. And also what I realised was different to filmmaking nowadays is that they didn't show, there's one part where a grenade goes off and the guy gets sort of half blown up, but they didn't show it. Like, they implied it, and it was all on his face, and everyone was reacting to obviously this horrific, but they didn't have to do the
maybe they probably could have back then as well, but that was the filmmaker style, he just didn't want to.
Yeah,
I just felt they didn't gore porn it. It was like,
well, that's good. They didn't need to.
Good film, though.
So,
good
film. Really good film.
If people do want to watch a war film, but maybe they're not into sort of like limbs falling off, then
watch The Thin Red Line
on Netflix.
Netflix, as recommended by JJ.
I didn't realise it was on there.
So it's like a classic, a VHS review, and I was really affected by it. I was like, oh, it's great. We've had an email in from Adam. He says, oi, oi, would you like to come to Canada and make some films? I live here, and we've got great baseball teams, aquariums, and a Starbucks, and I've heard it's cheaper to film here than in the US. Well, thanks for the invite, Adam. Adam?
Yeah, hey, Adam, man. Look, so I was actually in Toronto Film Festival last year.
Yeah.
And you might not know this, Adam, but actually all of my immediate family, as in all my aunts and my grandmother, well, she just died, but my grandmother, they're all in Canada and all in Toronto.
Yeah.
So I've been there loads of times, and I would absolutely love to make a film there, because you have great tax credits, which means that when I spend a pound, I get another extra like 33 pence on top of that for free. So I would definitely love to make a film in Canada, so I might just do that.
Yeah, Noel's like part Canadian anyway. I used to live
in
Canada.
I know, I'm Canadian, eh?
That was good.
I used to live in Canada when I was very tiny.
I've actually never been.
In Toronto, I live there.
Oh my God, you've never been there?
No.
I've literally spent like 2 years of my life there, if I add up all the like six week and Christmases and...
I have friends of friends that live there, so really I should take advantage of that.
You've got to go. Vancouver's great. All of Canada's great, but obviously the main cities, I guess, people know about.
Yeah.
Like lay people like us would be like, you know, Vancouver's, your Montreal is very different. But Toronto, you got to go to Canada.
Nice.
Get it done.
We'll do.
For sure. Well,
go blue. I've actually got, in fact, Adam, I have a Blue Jays hat on right now.
Wow.
You do, actually.
Toronto,
yes, you
Blue
do.
Jays.
He's in there.
I'm Canadian,
well done,
bitch.
Adam. We're just going to pop to one more song, and then we can come into land for the show. So I've been having my 70s theme, so I'm going to still stick with Blow and Black Betty, by the way.
Yes, good choice.
We'll be right back. But we're back in.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I was digging that. I think the first 30 seconds of that is like hype, and you're just like, "This is amazing."
I did tune out. I must admit.
And then I tuned out.
Oh, right, okay. Well, there's gonna be
good
one pooper.
The first bit.
One pooper. For every grade. So we were just having a little discussion because I've been doing some research this week on actors who have nearly died on set.
Jeez. What so are you looking for that? Who are you trying to kill, mate?
No, I just if anyone does like we
trying
like,
to avoid these things
behind the scenes facts and stuff. YouTube is amazing. They've got so many channels like Film Mojo and Looper. Yeah, it's like YouTube channels that have these amazing, and they do top 10 this and that, and amazing. Then this was top 10 actors who nearly died on set. So just thought I'd like, you know, educate
start the
everyone
weekend off with that.
Exactly, on this like promising note.
Yeah.
So obviously Jackie Chan, he's well known for his actually doing his own stunts and stuff, but in one film in particular, Armor of God, he jumped from a 16-foot tree and he's supposed to try and land on a wall, and he missed and he fell and he cracked his skull, and it actually pushed a little bit of his skull into his brain, and they had to fill the hole with plastic. So ever since then he's got a tiny little bit of plastic hole filler.
He totally deserved his Oscar then, didn't he? Really?
For sure.
His honorary Oscar.
Yeah, exactly.
Second one was Isla Fisher in Now You See Me.
Shut up.
She there's a scene where she's supposed to be in a tank of water in the chains and whatever, and she actually got stuck, but nobody realised because she
thought she was acting.
She was acting.
They were like, man, she's good.
Yeah. But she was genuinely got stuck
actually drowning.
And so they luckily she actually managed to release herself and whatever, but she did really nearly die, and then from then on they had to have like non-acting code, you know, because otherwise they're just going home going, yes, this is brilliant.
Yeah, carry
she's
on dying.
Like, they should have had a safe signal with hands or anything beforehand.
You'd
anyway.
For sure, they should have put that
stupid.
In.
Stupid.
So.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet in Titanic. There's a big scene where the water gushes them like through the Titanic, and her coat got caught under a gate and pulled her under. So there was this big hullabaloo about her drowning, and she felt like she was going to drown. But James Cameron has always said, no. I've nearly drowned many times.
Overreacting.
But then we're like, why have you nearly drowned that many times, James? Jamie Alexander, who was like the hot girl in Thor 2, she tripped in heels and she fell down steps and she chipped 11 vertebrae, knocked out her left shoulder, slipped a spinal disc, and tore a rhomboid, which I don't know what that
what
is.
What is a rhomboid?
But it sounds painful.
Somebody tell us.
It's a muscle in your back, I think. What's a rhomboid?
Somebody tell us what a rhomboid is.
I should know that. I used to be a personal trainer.
Oh, you
but
should.
But she took a month off and then came back to filming.
She chipped 11 vertebrae.
And only took a month off.
Be careful on heels, ladies, tonight.
So she's fallen backwards.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future 3, there's a scene where he's hung by a noose and he was really hung and he passed out and they had to stop. And
what were they thinking?
I know.
Where's the safety on
this? Where's the safety harness?
Not in the 80s.
It's in the 80s. And Jason Statham in The Expendables 3... the brakes failed on his truck and the truck went into the Black Sea, and he is alive because he is an experienced diver.
Yes.
So he knew,
lucky for him then,
exactly, he knew what to do, and that helped him get out and swim to safety.
Wow.
But if he didn't really know how to like hold the breath and stay calm underwater, he might not have died.
He might not have him anymore,
and he's about to be a daddy.
That's sweet.
And so, yeah, that was my list of people who nearly died.
Man, that's great.
That was lovely. Thanks for that.
And all that positive.
Well done.
Very informative, though, well Johanna.
So what's the on that positive, what are the weekend plans, guys?
The weekend plans.
Film and TV related, obviously.
Yeah. I want to go see Logan because I didn't get
Please
to go.
Please do it.
So I'm going to...
You have to.
Getting that in.
I can't tell the kids to that.
So good.
Yeah.
That is a shame.
Yeah, it's not a kiddie one, is it?
No.
But it's good.
I'm going to go see Logan and I'm filming some more stuff for YouTube and Facebook.
Excellent.
I'm editing more comedies. And I'm going to write that comedy, Noel, that you're going to be in.
Great.
I'm going to write and direct a comedy sketch with Noel Clark.
Good one.
Great.
It's been decided. What are you doing?
Me? I'm doing a lot of writing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a lot of reading scripts. I've got so much scripts to read. And then get me on my mic. A lot of scripts to read. I'll be watching a lot of Netflix, obviously.
Yes.
When I have time and after the kids are in bed, and I guess playing a lot of Pokemon with the kids.
Good choice.
You say with the kids, but really you just
I love it. I got it with me, man. I love it. But I trade.
Is that
them.
Pokemon Go?
No, Pokemon Go. I'm legit. I'm an OG Pokemon Sun.
They are releasing Harry Potter Go. I think the world's about to go mental.
The world's about.
They're
going to
do
the same company.
I think so. They're going to do a Marauders Map version.
Oh wow. Wow.
It's like, I solemnly swear I'm up to no good.
Excellent.
I'll even jump in on that one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what are you doing, Lucy? What do you want to say?
I think I'm going to start Sense 8 this weekend.
Yeah? Try it.
And also, I need to catch up on The Walking Dead because it was just boring the life out of me, so I just stopped. I've committed for so long, though, I can't not do it.
Oh, sorry, what were you saying?
Exactly, that's what happens.
Orange is the New Black season 4. It's back. It's almost back to its old quality.
I haven't even watched season 3 yet. Oh, so much to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no plans apart from watching all kinds of Netflix.
Great. Brilliant.
Well, we will be back next week for more games and fun and prizes. Don't forget to join at FUBAR. At FUBAR Radio Twitter to be in to win our prize.
Brotherhood stuff giveaway.
Yeah, all the signed shit by you. And also, do the poll.
Yeah.
Whose underwear do you want to win?
I actually did that as well.
Mine.
Yes, not. Brilliant.
Controversial. I chose Johanna.
Yes, Lucy.
You Judas. You absolute
Fanny's
Judas.
Fanny's together.
Oh, actually, if you guys are going to do Fanny's together, I wouldn't mind seeing
you
that. I've got to say. I'll be honest.
All right,
come on now.
See you next
show's
week.
Show's finished now. Bye.
This is Ed Sheeran.
I heard he spent £500 on jeans. Goes to the gym at least 6 times a week. Wears boat shoes with no socks on his feet. And I hear he's on a new diet and watches what he eats. He's got his eyebrows plucked and his asshole bleached. Owns every single Ministry CD. Tribal tattoos and he don't know what it means. But I heard he makes you happy, so that's fine by me. But still, I'm just keeping it real. Still looking at your Instagram and I'll be creeping a little. I'll be trying not to double tap from way back, cause I know that's where the trouble's at. Let me remind you of the days when you used to hold my hand and when we sipped champagne out of cider cans. I guess if you were Lois Lane, I wasn't Superman. Just a young boy trying to be loved, so let me get it to you. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, you wouldn't be calling me up trying to, cause I'm positive that he don't wanna know about me. Know about your new man, we'll get there eventually. I know you're missing all this kind of love, but I'm positive that you don't wanna know about me. Your new man rents a house in the burp and wears a man bag on his shoulder, but I call it a purse. Every year he goes to Malaga with all the fellas, drinks beer but has a six pack, I'm kinda jealous. He wears sunglasses indoors in winter at night time, and every time a rap song comes on he makes a gun sign, says tune, boy them light up the room. Well enough about him girl, let's talk about you. You were the type of girl who sat beside the water reading, eating a packet of crisps, but you will never find you cheating. Now you're eating kale, hitting the gym, keeping up with Kylie and Kim, in the back of the club kissing a boy that ain't him. Okay, you need to be alone, and if you wanna talk about it you can call my phone. I just thought that I would tell you cause you oughta know. You're still a young girl trying to be loved, so let me give it to you. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, you wouldn't be calling me up trying to, cause I'm positive that he don't wanna know about me. I don't wanna know about your new man, we'll get there eventually. I know you're missing all this kind of love, but you don't wanna know about me. Baby, I'm not trying to ruin your week, but you act so differently when you're with him. I know you're lonely. Please remember you're still